Now, what are some of the biggest misconceptions people have about bringing a dog into their life?
Well, I think a lot of the time people really do underestimate the level of commitment in terms of time and financial commitment that they need. And certainly whether their lifestyle actually suits having a dog. They're probably the three big things that a lot of people just aren't quite prepared for a lot of the time. Mm. And then find themselves kind of going, oh dear, what have I done? A little bit down the track.
Absolutely. What do you think are some of the key things people need to consider when welcoming a dog into their home? What sort of aspects of their life should they be looking at?
Yeah, look, the big thing as well is, you know, time for me is my number one thing, whether people have the time each day with the dog, the exercise that they need and the companionship that they need. Dogs are not designed to be left in the backyard all day by themselves at home alone without enough mental and physical stimulation. That's why we hear about so many problem behaviours like barking and, you know, like the number one noise complaint for local councils around the country. And why people, you know, get frustrated by their dog digging or trying to escape. It's because they're not getting enough mental and physical stimulation. People really do underestimate that fact around owning a dog. And they also, you know, their lifestyle might change. You might have a couple that hasn't yet got a child and they get a dog and then obviously they start a family and perhaps the dog isn't the right breed or could be a bit too big to have a toddler around. So they need to think long-term and at least 10 years, which is the average age of the dog, when they consider what they're going to get as a pet.
Absolutely. Why do you think we see so many dogs end up in pounds? Because 135,000 dogs were taken in by the RSPCA between 2016 and 17. Do you think it is this just lack of consideration about how big a commitment it is?
Yes. Yeah, look, a lot of the time, I mean, and circumstances change. And look, you know, one of the stats as well at the moment is about 20,000 dogs have to be surrendered or given away because they're not allowed to take them into rental homes. So even family, you know, and living situations change. And that is, you know, as a result of that, we are seeing pets being given up. Again, yes, a cute little puppy that then grows into a 40-kilo jumping dog because it hasn't been properly obedience trained or, you know, the owner just didn't really think about the fact that this dog is going to get big and need extra care, food, and, of course, the financial commitment to that as well is a lot of the reason why they are ending up in our pounds, you know, all these pets, because it's not through any fault of their own. They're not bad animals. The owners just can't keep them anymore.
Absolutely. There do seem to be, you know, an influx of dogs around that 2 to 3 year old mark that kind of people realise just how big a commitment. Like, puppies are so cute. There is no denying it. And everyone loves to cuddle a puppy, but they grow into big dogs.
They do indeed. And it's exactly. No different to our kids, you know, everyone, the whole saying, but you're a bull too. Well, dogs go through adolescence as well. So, you know, you need to think about that. It's not like people just give up their child at the age of 2 years of age because it gets a bit too hard.
Although I'm sure many parents have considered doing that. But yes, you are absolutely right. We were talking there about just how many animals end up in pounds across the country. I'm a big, big advocate for adopting over shopping for animals. What do you think are some of the advantages of bringing a pound puppy into your life?
Look, you know, I've always had dogs just end up on my doorstep, pretty much is how I've got them. And, you know, their love and their appreciation for you is just amazing. A lot of these animals have had a rough start in life. They've been mistreated, they've been abandoned, and they're just looking for someone to love. So their appreciation levels are, you know, through the roof a lot of the time. And they do just have so much love to give. So that's a big thing about rescue pets. Also, a lot of the time they're a little bit older, so you don't have to go through that puppy stage and having to train them all again. So, I don't think I would bother getting a puppy again, to be quite honest. Give me an older one any day.
Do you know me too? I've got one. My dog was a puppy when we got her from the pound, and puppies are really, really hard work. Everyone underestimates just how hard puppies are to bring up.
They are. You've got all the toilet training. You've got, you know, the cry at night. You've got to go to work and leave them all alone. And that's distressing. So they chew, they bite.
And with those little sharp puppy teeth too. They are sharp little puppy teeth.
So, you know, an older dog that is just looking for their new best friend or cat, you know, they just have so much to give. So I would just say, you know, if you're looking to adopt, but also be prepared that you are going to be quizzed. And you might not get the pet because it might not be the right choice for you. And a lot of these animals have already been through a pretty, you know, rough start. So that's why a lot of rescue places are so, you know, they do interview. A lot of people have said to me, gosh, I felt like I was being interrogated and I didn't get the gold in the end. And it's like, well, the dog probably wasn't right for your lifestyle, because they want to make sure that this animal is going into a home that is going to be their forever home, is not going to be given up again or left alone.
Mm, absolutely. And that's why we should all be asking those questions ourselves when we go to bring a puppy or a doggo into our home. Lara, we'll have to leave it there, but thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Pleasure. Thanks, Jess.